You're listening to WPSU's StoryCorps Lock Haven. WPSU is traveling to towns across central and northern Pennsylvania to collect oral history recordings. In Lock Haven, we paired with a college journalism class and had students find someone interesting to interview. Today, Lock Haven University student Samantha Wilson talks with Ryan Brinkman, a former pro surfer who now teaches Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu in Lock Haven.
How exactly did you get started in jiu-jitsu from surfing?
I was at a party, and a few of my friends were there, and I went there with a girl to go hang out, and one of my friends smacked me in the face, and it kind of embarrassed me. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know how to throw a punch, how to kick the person, what to do whatsoever in a confrontation. The guy actually came out front and confronted me, and I told him, man, that wasn't right. I'm embarrassed, and we ended up fighting. He sucker punched me, and I had an interest in martial arts, but never, had the courage to go into one of the schools. But after that happened, I swore I was never going to feel like that again, so I started training jiu-jitsu the next day. I mean, going in there, seeing the instructor, wearing his black belt, I was like, man, I'm going to get a black belt, and there's nothing that was going to stop me.
How many years did it take you to get your black belt, and how many years does it typically take?
It took me 14 years to get my black belt, and that's training 6 days a week. I was competing. I had an instructor that was kind of stingy with giving away belts, but, there are faster ways.
When you first started, or as you were starting, did you have aspirations to become a coach right away, or did you dream of being a professional in this?
I didn't. I didn't want to be a coach whatsoever. I was just training for myself. The instructor that I was under, we were going to get a bigger school, and his mom was deported to Costa Rica. And he said, Ryan, I need you to take over the school and at least run out the lease for 6 months.
You mentioned that you've moved all over the world, lived all over the world. What brought you to Pennsylvania?
Well, I had my family's always lived here, my mom's side of the family. I just felt like it's time for a change. So I came up here to be near my nephews, my sister, my whole family. My grandparents are 95. And there's no jiu-jitsu or anything like this within miles from here. And I just want to get people out of maybe that routine where they stop going to the gym or their child's getting bullied. I have people train with me that are 60 years old. They're not going to be in the UFC or a world championship, but maybe they end up doing a jiu-jitsu tournament fighting another person who's 60 years old who's a white belt. And it's a huge accomplishment for them. That's my goal, is just to help out as many people if they want to lose weight or if it's just to better themselves in some way or accomplish something or, just to have a hobby. That's it.
Well, Ryan, I think what you're doing is absolutely awesome, and thank you very much for coming and talking to me today.
Lock Haven University student Samantha Wilson talks with Ryan Brinkman, who teaches jiu-jitsu in Lock Haven. With WPSU StoryCorps, I'm Emily Reddy.